What did 2025 teach us about stem cell innovation and market dynamics? What has 2025 taught us about stem cell innovation and market dynamics? For cell therapy professionals, 2025 was a defining year. Not because it produced a single breakthrough, but because it clarified how the future of the sector will actually be built. Instead of chasing headlines, companies focused on solving the structural barriers that have held the field back for more than a decade. New data, maturing pipelines, and shifting investment patterns brought fresh realism to a sector often driven more by optimism than operational readiness. Above all, 2025 revealed the difference between technologies that promise transformation and infrastructure that can actually deliver it. Here are the central lessons the market delivered. 1. Clinical promise is no longer enough. Scalable bioprocessing is the new frontier. The industry shifted from asking "does it work?" to "can it be manufactured reproducibly, affordably, and at commercial scale?" Innovations in closed system bioreactors, automated QC, and suspension culture adaptation were no longer optional. They became competitive prerequisites. 2. GMP-grade raw materials are a strategic bottleneck, not a commodity. Supply chain fragility in stem cell-derived therapies made one thing clear. Control of IPSC/MSC cell banks, xeno-free media, and consistent ancillary materials is a competitive moat, not a logistics detail. In 2025, demand for GMP-grade reagents and media surged as more allogeneic and IPSC-derived therapies reached late-stage clinical trials, highlighting risks of production delays from limited supply. Companies securing long-term supplier agreements or developing in-house GMP banks gained a clear advantage, ensuring reproducibility and regulatory compliance. Variability across lots and extended lead times further emphasize that raw materials are not interchangeable, and careful sourcing and quality control are essential. Firms that maintain strong control over these inputs safeguard their pipelines while building a defensible operational edge in a competitive market. 3. Exosomes and IPSC derivatives moved from adjacent to central. What was once viewed as next gen became current gen. With exosome pipelines expanding, IPSC-derived modalities maturing, and multiple developers validating non-cellular or cell-adjacent therapeutic models that scale more cleanly than whole cell therapies alone. 4. The path to market is evolving. Hybrid regulatory and partnership models are the new norm. From co-manufacturing agreements to regional regulatory arbitrage, companies are increasingly pursuing distributed commercialization strategies rather than single market launch dependency. 5. Capital efficiency outranked capital abundance. 2025 didn't reward the loudest raisers. It rewarded the most operationally disciplined. Runway longevity, modular scale-up, and early commercial partnerships outperformed pre-commercial expansion strategies. 6. The cell therapy ecosystem is no longer linear, it's layered. The real value is shifting to orchestration of interlocking systems. Cell source, cell banks, bioprocessing, characterization, delivery systems, reimbursement pathways, post-market data loops. The biggest lesson? Stem cell innovation is transitioning from science-led disruption to infrastructure-led scaling. The winners will not just invent new biology, they will industrialize it. The next competitive edge won't come from isolated breakthroughs but from the ability to integrate cell sources, bioprocessing platforms, analytics, and delivery systems into cohesive, reproducible engines of production. At BioInformant, we see this reflected across our datasets, market forecasts, and industry partnerships. The sector has officially entered its platform-building era. Companies that once operated in silos are now stitching together end-to-end capabilities, forming ecosystems rather than product lines. If 2025 was the year the industry matured, 2026 will be the year it scales, with speed, with structure, and with greater interoperability. We are curious to hear from this community. Which of these shifts has impacted your workflow, strategy, or roadmap most this year? For deeper stem cell market insights, explore the BioInformant shop.